This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, another day that the Lord has made. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is March 21st, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Our topic for this morning devotion is Comfort in Service. The topic once again is Comfort in Service. A memory verse is from Psalm 26, verse 8. Psalm 26, verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Let's do it one more time. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Psalm 26, verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Our Bible reading this morning is taken from chapter 29, verse 12 and 13. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. And I'm reading in James' Version. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is Comfort in Service. Nowadays, many churches are set up to make the congregant very comfortable. This is fine. However, you must not get carried away such that we prioritize comfort over why we really come to service, to have an encounter with God. Whether there's comfort or discomfort, when you know that God is in a meeting, forget your social status and rush there. Don't go for Christian program to look for comfort. There are no big men in the house of God. If you go to church to plant your social status, there's something deeply missing in your Christian life. The first time I went to a Christian program outside Nigeria was in Kenya, around 1975. Our group could not afford a hotel or even travel tickets. We had to pray to God to provide the ticket, and he did. Fortunately, there was a boarding school with dormitory that was made available for free for anybody coming for the program. I was a university lecturer, and there were so many of us in those dormitories, but I didn't care. We weren't there to show up. We went to seek the Lord. Thank God I went through that, because I can never forget the experience. That was the first time I saw God's throne. I will gladly sleep on the floor to see God's throne through. One thing I know about God is that you must search for him if you want to truly know him. This is why Isaiah 55, 6 says that you should seek him while he may be found. You have to seek God diligently if you really want to get to know him. When you are seeking his face concerning something, how comfortable you feel should not be an hindrance. I remember one time when I had been praying concerning a matter for about 2 years. I was invited to preach at a meeting, and that was where God answered me. If I had missed that meeting, I might have never have heard from God concerning the matter. God shows up when two or three are gathered in his name. So if you have been seeking him concerning a matter, and he hasn't shown up, go to a fellowship where people are gathered in his name and remind him of his promise in Matthew 18:20. After the fellowship, whatever discomfort you may have experienced in seeking him will be done. But your encounter with him will remain forever. Sometimes you may have to choose between getting your miracle and comfort. I hope you will choose wisely. The key point this morning is that don't miss your miracle because you are looking for comfort. May God be with us. This is the end of today's daily devotion. I'll see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.